A lot of folks say don't waste time attending a bunch of events. I want you attending a ton of events. I want you attending the right events for the right reasons. You need to quit attending events willy-nilly. I've worked in, on, and around venture-funded tech startups for the past 30 years, so I've attended and organized more than my fair share of events. I'd like to share a framework that I use for analyzing practically every event I consider attending. One, of course, will include the which events should I be attending to find my technical co-founder. I'll also provide one kind of bonus hack that not a lot of people think about. Now, while my experience comes from startups and tech, I feel like you can apply this to any events. I've looked all over YouTube, and there are tons of videos on how to network at that big conference, how to get the most out of that annual gathering, or what to do at the team offsite. But I found very little content on what to do day in, day out, week to week on the events you'd like to attend in your community. So this applies to local meetups, user groups, monthly gatherings, happy hours. Hopefully, this helps you better assess what events you could and should be attending. Obviously, the easiest way to pick an event is going, well, that event looks interesting to me. I think I'm going to go to that. And sure, that's fine. You can do that. Obviously, you should attend events that interest you. But you can also run into situations where there appears to be nothing of interest for you scheduled for the foreseeable future. How do you attend events then? There are a variety of things you can look at for every single event that, even if at face value it doesn't appear to be an event for you, it could absolutely be one of the most important events you attend. What are those facets? I'm glad you asked. So yeah, topic may be interesting to you, but let's get away from that, or let's figure out a way to couple an interesting topic with a few of these other facets, or maybe ignore interesting topics altogether. First, go to an event just because the format is interesting to you. What do I mean by format? I mean the way the event is designed. Is it a keynote? Is it a fireside chat? Is it a panel? Is it a pitch competition? Sometimes, if you're interested in participating in those kind of formats, like maybe you've been called up to go to a pitch competition and take the stage, then understanding the way those formats work is going to be incredibly valuable, and getting the broadest range of those specific formats will help inform the way you want to behave when you participate. Topic doesn't even matter, speakers don't even matter, it's just the way the event is run and your understanding of how that event is run. Much like topics, look to speakers that you find interesting. They may not be speaking on a topic that you're interested in hearing, but even being in the room with those speakers gives you the opportunity to not only engage with the speakers, but also the folks in the audience who are drawn to those speakers. Taking it to the next level, sometimes you just want to go to events that feature businesses that you're interested in. So let's say you are in marketing, but you see an event that features a business you're interested in, but it's somebody from HR or finance. It still could be incredibly valuable to attend that event because you'll be able to connect with someone from the business that interests you. So pay attention not only to the speakers, but the businesses that employ them. Speaking of business, that's another facet of events. Sometimes an event will be going on at a business. Many businesses have event spaces that they use to host community events. If you're interested in that business, I recommend attending events that they host, regardless of the topic or the speakers or the format, simply because it's being hosted at that business. This can be an incredibly easy way not only to get more familiar with the business, but also potentially run into folks who happen to work there. And finally, and this comes down to co-founder. So often I get into conversations with people where, like, I'm looking for a co-founder and I go to all these events, but I can't find anybody who would be a good co-founder for me. And my response to that is usually, don't go to the events that attract people like you. Go to the events that attract people like your co-founder would be. So even if you're not like technical is the most obvious one. When people are looking for a technical co-founder, it does you no good to continue to go to business-oriented events day in and day out. Perhaps if you're looking for a technical co-founder, you should consider attending events that are attended by more technical people. Whether you understand the topics or the presentations or not, you're going to be sitting in a room full of people exactly like the person you're looking for. And here is the bonus for you. You don't have to just attend events. You can speak at events. Through speaking, you're able to connect with more people simultaneously than you would be able to in any other way. Speaking at events is really networking at scale. So if connecting with a bunch of people quickly is important to you, speaking at events, participating in panels could be incredibly valuable to you. Now that you've got the way to assess all those kind of events, head on over to Meetup or Eventbrite and start exploring events in a whole new and different way. And if you happen to be in Portland, Oregon, check out Caligator, the aggregated tech calendar for Portland. Plenty of events for you to choose from there.